Hello and welcome to Ryan's Music Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Simmons, and today's topic will be the British Asian artist Rina Sawayama. Pop music seems to be increasingly stagnating. It's becoming rarer to see an artist making a product that's entirely their own, especially one that falls explicitly into the pop category. You do see producers and artists breaking the mold outside of the mainstream, though, but they're repeatedly denied from having their product heard by the general public. While they continue building up fan bases and are starting to inspire artists in the mainstream, the underground pop scene continues to be denied the respect it needs. An artist that I want to bring up is Rina Sawayama, a Japanese-born pop artist based in London. She moved to London at the age of 5 with her family and very quickly ran into conflicts with cultural identity. While her parents wished greatly to pass on Japanese tradition and keep her immersed in the culture, she resisted. She wishing to be like the white kids at her school and feeling embarrassed about the foods that she would take to school. She studied politics in Cambridge University, but wished to pursue a career in modeling. In her interview, she recalled that during one of her first jobs, she modeled for a tea company, but was mortified by the experience of having to wear a fake geisha outfit and serve tea throughout the entire night. In school, she was involved in the hip-hop group Lazy Lion, and from this experience, she developed an art interest and music career. In 2013, she released her first solo outing, Sleeping and Waking, and later in 2015, she released Tunnel Vision. The songs were inspired by R&B and EDM music, and the 2016 single, Where You Are, was inspired by the exploitation of the internet, something that would become a theme in her music. During this time, she was introduced to producer Clarence Clarity, who was known for his dense and layered funk pop music. She didn't like his music initially, but she eventually agreed to do a song with him. The song Alter Life was forged from this session. The song combines the dense and futuristic production style of Clarence with Rina's love for millennium-era pop music. Rina was initially overwhelmed by Clarence's production style and, in her own words, ghosted him for about 6 months. But as she went back to listen to the song, she began to love it. Following these sessions, Clarence became her go-to producer and produced the majority of songs from her debut EP, Rina. The album's receptions were overwhelmingly positive, with many people praising her lyrical content and ear for emphatic pop hooks, as well as Clarence Clarity's melodically rich production style. The music on the album are the most satisfying earworm music possibly ever made. Her voice glides across a euphoric wall of sound and gives the music an elevating quality. The album closer, Cyber Stockholm Syndrome, perfectly wraps up the album by touching bases with everything that makes the album outstanding. The lyrics confidently tackle the subject of internet addiction and the anxiety caused by it, while the music flows along with the lyrics, reaching its climactic end as the lyrics talk about the security of the online world compared to real life. While the EP was extremely well received, she still struggled to put a dent in the music industry. In an interview, she talked about the music industry not understanding how to market her, something she attributes to the fact that she is an artist with no comparisons. Nobody has done the type of music that she is doing, or is forced to have a style that she's making for herself. Due to this, she's gone her entire career unsigned and released the EP independently. As a musician and an artist, she's uncompromising in her image and personality, which she forges to be inspiring towards other women. Her ability to make pop music that's both catchy and intelligent is something that's admirable in the climate of the music industry. Along with artists like Charlie XCX, FKA Twigs, and Kali Uchis, she is a defining force in the underground pop scene not only as a songwriter, but as an empowering and talented figure who's bound to be an influence on the generations that come after her. The information for this podcast was collected from her interviews with ID, MTV, and Vogue.